DMR has jurisdiction over consumption advisories for marine species, but freshwater and anadromous species are under the jurisdiction of Maine CDC. Our department does not have any toxicology expertise, so CDC provides that service to us under their statutory authority. We were very grateful that they gave this work very high priority. They devoted significant staff resources to that analysis through November, December, and January. I would note that this is an unusual situation for the state to be in that this information is typically collected by the state and is under state control, whereas this information was collected, as part of this independent court-ordered study and was part of the public record at the time that we obtained it and had been since April in the court docket. CDC's initial review indicated that the information appeared to be quality. There was good control, QAQC. The work was not done with the influence of one side of the litigation or the other. Well-known commercial labs were doing the testing. I would also note that whereas Maine DEP samples are composite samples of, I believe, seven animals, this study tested around 500 individual lobsters between the years of 2006 and 2012 were the most recent numbers we received. So we have a significantly greater set of information here than we had from previous data. All of that led us to feel confident that we could rely on this data for decision making, and also led us to feel that we did need to take action based on it to ensure that we are being protective of public health. The report did not show, it basically provided us with raw data, so it didn't show an analysis of how that data fits into the way people eat lobster from both a recreational and commercial fishery. So the pure numbers alone were not enough information, and that's what CDC helped DMR to understand. They provided their final analysis to us on January 10th, and that analysis showed that there were levels of mercury in lobsters above Fort Point, particularly around the southern end of Verona Island, that would merit a consumption advisory for the most sensitive populations. So that would be pregnant women, women who may become pregnant, children under the age of 8. And those level, the Maine CDC action level is 200 nanograms per gram for those sensitive populations. And that would be to limit meals to 8 ounces per week. So levels around Verona Island averaged around 400 nanograms per gram, just over 400 nanograms per gram. And they were closer to just over 200 nanograms per gram in the areas around Odom Ledge and Fort Point once you did some averaging. So, again, those lobsters are safe to eat, but you would recommend limiting consumption for those sensitive populations. Up around Verona, it would be close to one lobster per week. We considered two options, a consumption advisory and a closure. Closure was certainly a difficult decision to make. We knew it would have significant impact on a small number of harvesters, but we felt strongly that there was a potential impact to human health, particularly for recreational harvesters in that area, who would be more likely to be eating lobsters exclusively from that area. And also because with a consumption advisory, there is no traceability, as you know, in the lobster supply chain. So it would be very difficult to answer consumers' questions about where their lobsters came from and ask them to limit their consumption from a particular area. In the past, DMR has issued consumption advisories, for example, with PSP in Tamale several years ago. There was a very strong adverse impact for the supply chain, particularly in overseas markets, when we did that advisory. We still haven't recovered from some of that, so we do take the potential impacts of a consumption advisory very seriously as well. So ultimately, we decided to close the area to lobster and crab harvesting for 2 years while we conduct further sampling and testing of our own. The area closed will be, it's the third chart here where the red line is, from the lighthouse at Fort Point on Cape Jellison, running southeast to the end of the Wilson Point Road in Castine and north of there. You may have seen in the news some references to 7 square miles. That 7 square miles runs up to the new bridge, but we are closing the area. That's sort of the extent of where lobster fishing occurs, but the area north of that is closed as well. If you look at the first chart on the first page with the colored pie graphs, that also represents the percentage of lobsters in each of these sampling zones. Each blue dot was a sample, an individual animal taken, and you can see the percentages of lobsters in different ranges for each area, and that will help to provide some guidance of why we came up with the line being at Fort Point over to Cape Jellison. As you can see, once you get further out in the bay, those numbers are of significantly less concern. I would note that we are closing the area to crab harvest as well because we don't have any data for the area north of Fort Point. The very last page of this file, and I'm sorry that they're not in order, is the crab data. There were only 50 individual crabs sampled, but you can see there are some elevated levels in animals around the southwest of Sears Island and northern end of Islesboro. We do not see similarly high levels in lobster in that area. We don't really know what this means, but we do have reason to believe, due to the similarities between lobster and crab, that animals north of Fort Point would have significantly elevated levels potentially. So we want to make sure that we do some work studying that before we allow harvest in that area. We don't feel the need to close the area to crab harvest down in the Sears Island area where you do see those elevated levels. It takes many animals to individual a single meal of crab meat, and so it's very unlikely that you would get a great number of individual crabs with elevated levels. So many are below the action level in that area as well. The other documents that I included here are a histogram that Maine CDC put together for us that represents where lobster falls in the range of mercury levels. So you can see that even in the closure area, lobster is somewhere in the range of canned white tuna. So it's not of you know, it's not as scary as it may initially seem to say that these numbers are where they are. And lobster coast-wide averages 51 nanograms per gram, which is significantly less than haddock and cod. As far as next steps go, I would just note that, again, because this information wasn't collected and controlled by the state agencies who typically do this work, we will be working with CDC and DEP to do that. The work that was done as part of this study was only conducted in late summer months. We will be doing, we will be collecting samples in all four seasons to better understand how and when mercury is being accumulated in these animals. And we will conduct this work for 2 years. The reason we chose 2 years is that that would be the minimum amount of time that you would want to see levels below the action level before lifting a consumption advisory or the closure. But based on the quality of the data from the core study, we are not expecting to see significantly different results. But we will continue to monitor that area and determine how to move forward after those 2 years. The emergency rule closing the area was published on February 22nd. There will be a hearing for the regular rulemaking on March 16th in Bucksport at 6 p.m. And Marine Patrol is currently working with local harvesters to help them be aware of the closure and to make sure that people have removed their gear from that area, although we don't expect there's not a lot of fishing activity happening this time of year up there. So.